Defense attorneys have completed summation in the trial of two Libyans accused of bombing Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. The chief judge has adjourned the court, saying he'll call it back into session Tuesday to give a progress report on deliberations. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from the Special Scottish Court in the Netherlands.
In day four of its summation, the defense savaged two of the prosecution's most crucial witnesses. Defense attorney William Taylor began with the man prosecutors called to verify that Libyans were behind the bombing. The witness was Edwin Beaulieu, a Swiss manufacturer of timing devices of the exact type used to blow up Pan Am 103. The defense cast him as a greedy liar. For years, Beaulieu had maintained that he'd sold the timers exclusively to Libya. But defense lawyer Taylor said that once on the stand, Beaulieu admitted that he had also supplied timers for explosives to the East German secret police. There was opportunity to turn the timers over to others, the lawyer said, including a Palestinian liberation group, whom the defense has been at pains to implicate. The defense also said Beaulieu had fabricated evidence. He testified that a mystery man had approached him about writing a letter to the CIA. Beaulieu said the man, whom he took to be a secret agent, forced him to blame Libya for the Pan Am attack. Defense counsel insisted Beaulieu had contacted the CIA out of greed, hoping for the $2 million reward for information that would crack the Lockerbie case. Taylor told the court what Beaulieu has done is falsely focused on the Libyans and told lies about them. Taylor said the same of prosecution's star witness, Abdul Majid Giaka. Giaka testified that he had seen the two Libyan defendants carrying a brown Samsonite suitcase through the airport in Malta. Prosecutors claim that bag contained the bomb and that the two accused first sent it on its deadly journey aboard an Air Malta flight. The defense, however, said the testimony of Giaka couldn't be trusted. Defense counsel said he has shown unusual and extreme readiness to use deception to achieve his own means. Giaka defected from Libya and was set up with a new life and identity in the United States, paid for by the CIA. The defense said the theme running through his story is a desire to make himself valuable to his American paymaster. By its own admission, the prosecution cannot prove conclusively how a bomb ended up on an Air Malta flight. Nor, says the defense, has the Crown proven the whereabouts of the second defendant on the critical day. Defense counsel says the prosecution cannot prove he was at the airport where he is alleged to have helped get the bomb on the Maltese flight. The defense counsel said the court is being asked to conclude that a man who was not there by means we do not know committed the crime. The prosecution has woven an intricate web of circumstances. Listening to the judges question the defense this past week, however, it is not clear whether that web has been sufficiently shredded to let the two accused Libyans walk free. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, at the Lockerbie trial in the Netherlands.